The travel business has changed a lot in the last few years as more travelers turn to the internet to buy tickets. The American Society of Travel Agents says its membership has fallen from 12,000 a decade ago to around 9,000 today. But some travel agencies have managed to avoid extinction and even prospered in the internet age. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Cahan Travel Management in McLean, Virginia is a mid-sized travel agency. One of the industry's survivors, it has done well by defending its core business, catering to its corporate customers.
Cahan Travel, this is Rachel. All right, and what date did you need to travel and from which local airport?
Employees here pride themselves on answering the phone in 6 seconds or less and on booking a trip in under 3 minutes. Cahan's chief operating officer, John Klein, says that kind of service helps set his agency apart from the other travel agencies which have either gone under or been gobbled up by larger firms.
The people that aren't with us any longer didn't really understand they were in a business that was going to evolve. They started a small agency, commissions were good, revenue was easy, and you just had to open the door and people came in. Now we have to say, doors open, welcome in, by the way, we charge $42. When they get through that door, you better prove that you've got some value.
But proving that value has been extremely difficult for some travel agencies. Employment in the travel industry is down sharply as agents have seen a big part of their business dry up. 5 years ago, 70% of all airline tickets were sold by travel agents. Today, that figure is less than 50%. Many consumers have turned to online travel sites or now deal directly with the airlines. However, Klein says what many people don't think about is whether booking a trip online is really the best use of their time.
One of the things that we try and get to our customers is the value proposition of your time is worth a lot of money. And if you're going to spend 15, 20 minutes on the internet trying to find a fare that I can give you in 3 minutes or less, you really got to think about what that cost is.
That time is money message has taken hold with some of Cahan's corporate clients. Susan Braun is the office manager for Treve, a Virginia-based software company. She says they experimented with allowing their employees to book their own travel, but the results were mixed.
A lot of times we have guys that have bought a ticket out on the internet. Okay, that trip doesn't fly. They just stick that ticket somewhere else, and off they go buying another one. So actually we're losing more money by the time they go through all these different tickets instead of just going back to the agency where they can cancel it and redo things for you.
But there are lots of companies taking the opposite approach. Fast food giant McDonald's is experimenting with allowing its employees to use an online travel service to book airfares and hotel rooms. Brad Seitz is president of Topaz International, the company that analyzes travel spending for corporate clients. He says while online travel continues to make major inroads, he doesn't think travel agencies are in danger of vanishing.
There's not going to be an elimination of the travel agents or the travel agencies. Like any business, they're going to have to learn how to do things better, do things smarter, but focus on their strengths, which is service delivery and getting those extra things that you can't get when you go online.
One way some agencies are prospering is by filling a specific niche in the travel market. There are travel agencies specializing in adventure or ecotourism, agencies catering to gay and lesbian clients, even agencies focusing on a specific destination like Australia or the Caribbean. And there will always be customers with complicated travel arrangements who need an agent. Still, for routine trips, it's likely many travelers will continue to bypass traditional agents and buy their airline tickets online. Cahan's John Klein acknowledges he's probably lost many of those customers for good. He says the real value of a travel agent often comes after a trip is booked when there's a problem.
If they're spending a lot of money, they still want a human being. Somebody to, as one client explained to me, we want somebody to beat up when something goes wrong. And, you know, I agree. You want somebody that's responsible for that.
For existing travel agencies, the biggest challenge in the future will be to keep evolving. As the online sites get better and become easier to use, more travelers will migrate to them. Some of those travelers will never return to using a traditional travel agent. Online sites like Expedia and Travelocity are also putting together travel packages and hiring people to answer their phones, so the competition is unlikely to let up anytime soon. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.